Novel Audio presents Raising Resilient Sons, a boy mom's guide to building a strong, confident, and emotionally intelligent family by Colleen Kessler. Read for you by Jennifer Jill Araya. Introduction. The spirit is there in every boy. It has to be discovered and brought to life. Robert Baden-Powell. I couldn't wait to be a boy mom. Don't misunderstand me. I love my girls with all my heart. But when I dreamed of having that first baby, I wanted a boy. I imagined mommy son snuggles, dirty feet, wide-eyed adoration, and all the stereotypical things that went along with being part of the boy mom tribe. I envisioned a big brother to his younger siblings, standing up to any injustices. That whole, I can tease and pick on them all I want, but watch out to anyone else who tries that, idea of a protector, teaser, prankster, cuddler, and all-around leader of the pack of small beings I was bound to be blessed with. My boys would be sensitive and smart. They wouldn't be too rough. I wasn't going to conform to the stereotypes and only buy the boyish toys. No guns and swords and weapons either. Oh, no. My boys wouldn't be violent. They'd be calm and creative, fun and loving, embodying the best of the rough-and-tumble boy life, but with a soft side. I would give them trucks and cars to play with and baby dolls to love. My sons would learn to nurture and protect while being rugged and industrious. Are you laughing at past me yet? There are so many books and articles that caution young moms about raising overly masculine and aggressive boys. They implore parents to teach their sons to be calmer, quieter, and more compliant than the impulsive boys who yank pigtails, those who fall under the boys will be boys stereotype. I tried being that enlightened mom with my firstborn. I rocked him and cuddled him and read him sweet stories. He'd take them in, snuggle back, and then grab fistfuls of the dog's fur as she passed. He was a fitful sleeper and destroyer of all block towers in his path. I'll never forget sitting at a coffee shop with some of my work friends. We'd formed a prayer group of sorts, where we read books about faith, parenting, mothering, or being a woman, and we'd meet once a week to discuss the next chapter, talk about being new moms, and care for each other. Two of my friends' sweet little girls are the same age as my 18-month-old little boy. Those toddler girls sat in the wooden restaurant high chairs with their coloring, crafts, neatly cut-up snacks, and sippy cups, while their mamas chatted at the table. My toddler boy drove cars beneath the table around our feet, crashing them together and making sound effects, his coloring books forgotten or used as tunnels and ramps. He wove in and out of the tables in our little deserted section of the coffee shop, discarding the coloring sheet I tried giving him. He pulled away as I tried to wipe the smeared icing off his face, then crashed eye first into the corner of the table next to us, letting out a wail that could be heard two cities away. That little boy did not want to sit and color. He never stopped moving. He didn't gravitate toward the stuffed animals, games, and sorting toys I had strategically placed around our home. Well, unless it was to topple things, wrestle with the stuffed animals, or fashion the sorting toys into weapons to protect me from invaders. He was my knight in armor, ready to defend my life and my honor at a moment's notice. He climbed, jumped, grabbed, and investigated the most dangerous things he could possibly find. If I turned my back for a minute, he'd be gone. The day after that embarrassing coffee date I mentioned, I was cleaning up some toys in the family room, where he was bouncing up and down to the music from a Baby Einstein video. I dragged the box down the hallway to the back room in our tiny 1,100-square-foot house and came back minutes later to an empty family room, music still playing. I looked under furniture and behind plants, then heard water running upstairs in our only...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?